What everybody drives nowadays?
Automobile, a car.
Which would you call?
Car is a rule.
And if your door hinge is squeaky, you can put a few drops of
oil.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene or coal oil was a local name for it.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yes, I think so.
How would they do it?
Just put a kerosene in the bottle and stick a rag in it and light it.
What did they call that?
Torch. They could call them a torch.
Did you ever hear it called a flambeau?
No.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if somebody had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, you'd say they were going to... If they just built a boat, they're putting it in the water.
Launch it.
What different kinds of boats do people have?
Well, you have pleasure boats and shrimp boats and tow boats and...
What about just small ones that you could just go out one or two people?
Well, they had what they call a skiff that you pull with oars. Put several people in it. It wasn't large.
What shape was the skiff?
Just like any other boat. Square in the back and came to a point in front.
What about the boats that are square at the front and the back?
That's a scow.
A scow?
S-C-O-W.
What's that used for?
Just like any other boat. It just wasn't sharp bowed. It was scow type.
What would be the advantage?
I don't know. Easier to build, I imagine. Go ahead.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself. The mother brings him the clothes and tells him, now here.
Get dressed?
Or your clothes, she said. Here.
Well, here are your clothes.
Okay. And if you're taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared, I.
I won't hurt you.
Did you ever say I ain't going to hurt you?
Well, yes. Of course, the dentist is supposed to be a little bit educated in that.
What about yourself? Do you use the word
I do, yes.
How would you use it?
Oh, I really don't use it a whole lot, but... Last time instead of saying aren't, you say ain't. Just, you're not even thinking about it.
Do you think you've changed the way you talk according to who you're talking to?
I think you do to a certain extent, yes.
How do you think you changed?
Well, when I'm talking to someone I think's pretty smart, I try to use a little better English than I did just talking to my buddies out at deer camp or something like that, you know.
When you were a commissioner,
when you were running for commissioner, would you go out and see people? Would you consciously try to change the way you talk? No.
Is it just something you do unconsciously?
Yeah. Just trying to get them to vote for you.
If you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about something, you'd say, well, I'm right. What? I'm right. Say, aren't I, or ain't I, or
what? Well, depending on who I was talking to. I might say, no, I wouldn't say ain't I right. I'd say, don't you think I'm right, maybe.
Okay. And someone asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, well, I didn't go to town, so it
couldn't have been me.
Or it was?
It wasn't me, yeah.
Okay.